You ever see that movie Doctor Strange?
It's very good.
You know how he has that cape that helps him out?
Yeah, the magical cape that has sentience.
Yeah. It's this magical cape, and every time he's in trouble, this magical cape comes and helps him out, because he's a good dude, and the cape likes what he's doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you can kind of do that for this show.
What? You could be our magical cape?
You could be our magical cape and help us keep the show going and help us grow the show. To find out how, go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Be our magical cape!
I love it. I love that she's so into it. I'm so impressed and jealous.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad you are.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are into my suffering. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, you have lived in some underpopulated places, some sort of remote places, right?
No, never have.
You've always been a big city boy?
I
thought like when you grew up
in the suburbs, but not anything like crazy. I had some friends in Florida where like we would drive 45 minutes to like hang out with them, and they lived in like a little bit more remote areas. And I had some friends that I have some relatives in Alabama and Louisiana that kind of live not off the grid, but definitely in more secluded areas.
You ever feel like you live in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. I don't like that feeling. I'm not a middle of nowhere guy.
Me neither.
I like the middle of nowhere for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, cool. I feel all of the garbage from the world has been shaken off of my brain. Time to apply a new, fresh layer of garbage.
Yeah, I agree. I need the stimulus of the stimulation of living in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely, there's a part of me that goes, man, I'd like to just hang out in the middle of nowhere for a little while.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I get that feeling every once in a while too.
Well, we have, science has pinpointed the middle of nowhere. Where do you think the middle of nowhere is? And we're talking in the United States, not globally, but just in the United States.
Ooh, the middle of nowhere. North Dakota.
Good guess. This is a story.
No, because it's going to be somewhere in one of the giant mountain ranges.
It's definitely, you're getting warmer. This is a story sent to us by Jared Dane Wilkin. This is a story about how scientists have pinpointed, using analysis and data and a heck of a lot of computer processing, they have pinpointed the official middle of nowhere in the United States, and it is Montana.
Okay.
A town known as Glasgow, Montana.
It's a town.
Yeah. Well, that was their mission, was to find a place where human beings live that's the middle of nowhere. So if you said, I live in the middle of nowhere, we can go, oh, you live in Glasgow, Montana.
Wow.
That is officially the middle of nowhere.
Big sky country.
Yeah, big sky country and not much else, evidently.
Yeah. I guess that, yeah. So what were their criteria for middle of nowhere?
So they had to have, the town has to have more than 1,000 residents.
Okay.
And
I feel like, okay, go on.
And it has to be harder to get to populated areas. It must take longer to get to populated areas than anywhere else.
Okay.
So in order to get to any metropolitan area of more than 75,000 people, if you live in Glasgow, it's going to take you 4.5 hours any direction.
So, okay. So here are a couple things. Number one, their definition of middle of nowhere is very interesting to me, because I would think middle of nowhere would be literally somebody who lives off the grid in a cabin in the mountains. And there are plenty of those people.
Right.
There are even people like that in Montana.
Yeah. If you're a hermit, you live in the
middle of nowhere.
But this is like, oh man, I grew up in the middle of nowhere. This is like there's a town in the middle of nowhere.
What I guess this is like the most, well, it's not even a more polite way of saying, but they're trying to say like the least interesting place to live.
Yeah.
Like that's what they're trying to say. Yeah. What's the least interesting town
to
live in?
It's the opposite of those beer commercials.
Yeah.
It's the least interesting man.
The least interesting town in the world. Well, there was a bar that had a ski ball, but it has been broken for many months.
The least interesting town.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I try to get Dave to turn it on just to see. It's still broken.
There is grass here. Sometimes we watch it grow. The least interesting town.
And then my other thing was a metropolitan area being 75,000 people.
Well, I mean, that's
very interesting to me,
right? That's a tiny metropolitan area, but that's their criteria, is like, how far do you have to travel?
The smallest thing that could be considered an incorporated city.
Right. How far do you have to travel even just to get to that?
Right.
And that's in Glasgow, it's 4.5 hours.
So tell me about Glasgow.
Well, they in this article, they visited Glasgow and started talking to people. It is a region of northern Montana.
Can you imagine being like the team of like researchers that descends in there? I'm picturing them. They have like surveying equipment and like clipboards, and they're literally just walking up to people and just being like, so tell me about how boring you are. That is crazy to me.
Well, you know, actually, I think my life is not that. I wake up every day and I go to work and I love my family and I love,
family. You? Yeah. Family. Family's very important when you have nothing else.
But no, I have a few other things. Yeah. I have hobbies.
Hobbies. That's so good for you. What do you do?
I play backgammon.
Backgammon? Mary, we got a backgammon.
Oh my God, a backgammon.
I haven't heard backgammon since Jesus. I would have thought it would have been euchre. I would have said euchre.
You were euchre.
I was all in on euchre.
I thought he was a boggle man.
Anyway, these people are boring. Sir, thank you so much.
Oh.
Yes.
What condescending fucking people to come in and be like, so what's it feel like to live in the middle of nowhere?
Well,
how does it feel for you?
I'm not sure they phrased it quite that
citizen
way.
Citizen of nowhere.
I don't know. I think there was a more tactful way they could have, you know, dealt with that situation.
Oh, they wear like a fake mustache while they do
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. You know tact.
Yeah.
You're a very tactful guy.
Hello. How interesting for you. And by interesting, I mean boring. You know, right?
I was going to be offended, but that mustache is so
I'm
regal.
I'm not a scientist. Who am I? No, hard to say.
No scientist would have a mustache like that.
This mustache is probably the most interesting thing you've seen in weeks.
It is.
And it's not even real. Oh, shit. Bye.
No, it's a northern part of Montana, and it says it takes hours. They talk to a guy, this Mr. Delaney, 61. He moved to Glasgow from Iowa with his family in 1971.
Young Delaney, they call him.
Young Delaney, 61. Youngest guy in town.
Yeah, it's young Delaney. Whippersnapper Delaney.
Oh man, that guy will never learn.
Woo!
He's always messing with your stuff.
He's running around with the stick and hoop, stealing pies out of our windowsills.
That kid.
Or at least he used to. He has a hard time seeing at night now. Young Delaney.
He hunts pheasant. He lives by the reservoir. And he sells, he makes money by selling printers and supplies, but he has to drive hours to sell them because there aren't any people.
Sure.
To sell them to.
Sure. It's like a movie about like a medieval or fantasy society where the merchant comes into town, except with a bunch of HPs and Epsons.
Exactly. Got your printers here, printers.
Like, oh, what news of the neighboring towns, good printer salesman?
Oh, just three towns over. They're all low on ink.
My stars. I hope they'll be okay. We'll light a candle for them at the chapel this evening.
you wouldn't believe the things they've been printing over in Deutschburg.
One day I'll go to Deutschburg. No. No son of mine's going to that den of sin. They have over 6,000 people there.
Those people print 400 pages a day of smut.
Wasteful. Wasteful in the eyes of the Lord it's to use all that much smut. Paper. Wait, what... Why is it the, I mean, what made this town the middle of nowhere? What made this it? Was
Great
it the
question.
Pheasant? Was it the reservoir?
No, this is the what methodology that they use. This is fascinating. So this is
this
a team.
It sounds like a small town and we're harshing on small towns.
Kind of, but this is the interesting methodology they used. So Oxford's Big Data Institute.
Hell yeah.
They have actually studied how long it takes to move through different features of land to move through different geographical anomalies. So how long it takes for you to move through roads or dirt roads or grass or whatever it is, they've studied it and they have a precision average of what it takes to walk or drive through those different features of the land.
Okay.
So using that data, they then mapped all of the continental United States, like every inch of it based on its terrain type. So using the terrain type, matching it up with how long it takes you to move through that terrain type, they can tell you how long it will take you to get from point A to point B anywhere.
Okay.
And using that data, they went, okay, so now we've got this topographical map of how long it takes you to move. So it's not, so say, oh, I live an hour from the city. You're like, well, an hour doing what and through what?
Mm-hmm.
So now they know, okay, if you're in Glasgow, you know, Montana, it takes you 4.5 hours to get anywhere, no matter what kind of travel you, even the best possible scenario, it's going to take you 4.5 hours to get anywhere that has people.
Okay.
So that's their methodology, is even using the best possible case of getting in a car, getting on a road, moving through space in any way you can, you're not going to get to more than 75,000 people in less than 4.5 hours from this spot.
Okay.
Which I think is a pretty cool methodology, in the sense that it's not about how remote you are. It's not about how advanced or unadvanced you are, or how many people live around you per se. This is how difficult it is to reach a more densely populated place.
So this could literally be the coolest, raddest, most party small town in the world.
It could.
But that doesn't matter, because it's not the feeling of being in the middle of nowhere. It's like the actual journey to a place that's more densely populated. It could be spring break in Glasgow all day, every day.
Exactly.
We don't know.
Exactly.
It could be like Bugs Bunny pulling himself through the desert and seeing like a beautiful casino appear in, like, as a mirage.
Yeah.
And that could be Glasgow.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the quality of Glasgow.
It has nothing to do about how rad it is living there. It's how...
Though I bet it's not.
I mean...
Like, if I had to, like, dollars to donuts, I'd say it's probably not.
I mean,
not.
There's a chance that it's a giant Bugs Bunny casino?
Yeah.
But the chances aren't great.
I mean, if it is, we should go.
We should definitely get... It takes 4.5 hours to get there from anywhere.
From anywhere. So what was the closest town again?
Regina. Is the closest town.
Okay.
Regina.
Yeah.
It's a province of Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
It's a Canadian city, but that's the closest.
I think it's Regina.
Is it Regina?
I think it is.
I wasn't going to go with that because I thought it was fraught with peril.
Well, it has to do with it's queen or royalty. I think it's Regina.
Either way, 4.5 hours to get there from Glasgow.
You're in Glasgow, Montana. You are 4.5 hours away from Regina, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And that's like, pack your bags, kids. We're going to Regina, Saskatchewan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
The big city, finally.
That's right, Mickey.
Oh, boy.
Get Minnie and Donald and Goofy, and we're getting in the car, and we're going to Regina. It's the Kingdom Hearts 3 is the most boring game you've ever played in your life.
Yeah. It's all in the middle of nowhere. It takes place in the middle of nowhere.
So now that we've pinpointed the middle of nowhere, what do we do about it? What do we do with that information?
Well, ironically, it says that most of the people who live in Glasgow tend to work for the railroad. Would you feel like, are they working on getting that railroad to move through there to try to get them access to more places quicker?
It must be close, right? If they all mostly work there, I mean, nobody's commuting 4.5 hours to work. There must be somewhere, a train station or something where they are working from.
Yeah.
A depot, an office, a regional office. There's a train. There are train tracks nearby. And I feel like the train is the 4.5 hour way to Regina.
I guess. That's got to be it,
right? That's got to be it,
so that's
right?
Real far then.
That's
I guess trains aren't super fast.
They're not super fast. You're right.
Right.
It's actually slower.
Slower to take a train from LA to San Diego than it is to drive there.
Depending on traffic.
But they stop and do stuff. So who knows?
And you get little sandwiches.
It says the interesting thing here is that the previous attempts to compare the solitude of Glasgow have been hamstrung by lack of data. So cities like this, where we're trying to even understand what it's like to live there or what it means. The more interesting thing is what it means from a health issue. These people, if you have a health problem in Glasgow, you're not going to have a specialist around. You're not going to have the kind of medical care you might need. You have to drive 4.5 hours to get to a city. Young Delaney. That's why... he's got some issues. He might have some, he can't see well at night.
Young Delaney's the healthiest of us all. And if Young Delaney has another stroke, who's going to drive us to the hospital?
That's a good question. So they're using this kind of data to understand how diseases spread to isolated areas, how people have deal with healthcare issues in isolated areas. Yeah. There's actually very interesting applications for finding out where remote places are and what is most remote. It's not even remote. It's most difficult to get to or
Glasgow's
from.
Glasgow's got to have some sort of like urgent care clinic or walk-in or something. Like you can't be that isolated and not have some sort of like emergency care facility, or do they not?
Well, I'm sure they have medical care, but if you're talking about a specialist, a person.
You need a brain surgeon.
Yeah. I'm sure there's been some sort of, I don't know, big LA Hollywood doctor who was driving his sports car through that area and broke down.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like
certainly that kind of guy. And maybe they taught him a little something.
Yeah. Maybe he learned a little something about, he thought maybe he was better than those people because they're so isolated. And yet maybe he fell in love with somebody.
Yeah. What if he had to walk a pig?
Maybe.
You know, like here's this city guy and he has to walk a pig. That's funny. That's a funny image.
That is a very funny image.
Certainly put that in. What if the guy was a highfalutin New York doctor who thought a lot about himself and wound up in a very remote community for years, in some sort of a legal dispute wherein he had to trade medical services to pay off his debt to this tiny town, which maybe was like a little magical.
What
as
if
small towns can be?
I mean, I like the doctor thing. What if he's a weatherman and he's in that town, but I don't know. Has to repeat the same day over and over and over.
Yes.
But then he learns something about himself.
Do you know what we learn from small towns, Jeff? Humanity. I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's what young Delaney has to teach us, even though he's young and inexperienced.
Well, someday he'll learn.
Someday young Delaney will learn.
We got the top 10 towns in the country.
And by top 10, you mean the most middle of nowhere towns.
Yeah, these are the most remote towns, the hardest to get to and from based on this data.
Okay.
The top three.
Yeah.
All in Montana.
That makes sense.
Glasgow, Montana, Scobie,
Texas, but that's okay. Yeah.
Wolf Point. Yeah. You don't get a Texas town until six.
Wolf Point. There's definitely supernatural crimes going on in Wolf Point.
Wolf Point
is definitely a CW show waiting to happen.
Wolf Point, Montana. We're slightly less remote
than
two other places in Montana.
Yeah. Glasgow. What was the second one?
Scobie.
I've heard of Scobie.
Have you?
Yeah.
Then why have
I heard of Scobie? If somebody knows why I've heard of Scobie, please
tell
me
why
know.
I've heard of Scobie.
Why?
Number four is a Kansas town, Oakley, Kansas.
Okay. Where the sunglasses are made.
We get to a place I've actually driven through, I think.
Yeah.
Battle Mountain, Nevada. I'm pretty sure I've driven through Battle Mountain, Nevada.
Vikings live there.
They conquered it.
That's what they did.
Ironically, they had a big negotiation there. There was no fighting on Battle Mountain.
Hmm.
It was just a big.
I'm just wondering how the Vikings got their ships in there. So this is very interesting. I have never lived in a remote place like this, and I don't know that I would want to. I wonder how many concerned citizens out there enjoy the simpler life.
Yeah.
The quieter life.
Do you feel like you live in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. And do you like it?
Yeah.
Let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those young Delaney. You know, if you want to talk about this with other people, and maybe you haven't seen other people for days, maybe that's where you live.
If you want to talk to other people just in general.
Yeah, there are some great ways to do that. The first and newest is our Discord server.
What? You set that up literally on our Hangout.
I set it up
live.
People were like, set up a Discord, Dad. And I was like, I don't know what that means. And then 5 minutes later, we had a Discord.
You
it's
pushed
pretty
like
cool.
two buttons and then
it's
Discord
like
happened.
Slack, but nobody gets any work done. So it's like Slack. If you want to join that, that's for patrons only. Patrons of any level, $1 or more a month to support the podcast, get you on there. Head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how to join. And if you're already a patron, link your Discord account to your Patreon and you will get an invite to the server automatically. Another great place to discuss these things would be our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns, or our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. That's a great place for all the young Delaneys out there to talk about their stickiness.
Be a young Delaney.